Hey, a lot more coming out.
That's Francisco Pinto Balsamon.
I think that's the queen. You see her?
We saw David Rockefeller yesterday with no bodyguards, and Corinne Black too, and we tried to take a room, but the French secret service took us, kicked us out of the hotel.
American officials who attend are breaking federal law, and they know they're breaking federal law. It is against an act, Congress passed law many years ago, making it illegal for federal officials to discuss public policy with private citizens in secrecy. They can have an open forum and invite the public's opinion anytime they want to, but it cannot be secret.
Let it be written. Let it be done.
Nice little camera that does it.
Who just got in?
I've infiltrated Bilderberg by going through drain pipes, hopping over hedges in the darkness of night with the driver paid to wait for me with the headlights off and the motor not running or idling very quietly. On one occasion, having found out where the hotel staff drinks its beer after working hard all day, the ground crew thought this was a lot of fun, and they gave me one of their orange jumpsuits and a rake. And so I was helping rake the leaves around Bilderberg while listening and observing, and maybe a piece of paper that needed to be picked up and thrown in the trash can went in my pocket instead. I think it was in central Portugal. I'm still dark of night, paid a guy to keep his car idling at a very slow pace, just go over the wall and head toward Bilderberg. And I heard cops yelling some movement, so I started running back. Now, let's not be too dramatic about this. Those sharpshooters would have got me if they wanted to. The shots, about four of them, must be 20 feet above my head. Their only intention was to intimidate me, and they succeeded. All year long, I'm pursuing Bilderberg in one way or another, so if a Bilderberg luminary is at an event, I'm likely to appear too. On one occasion, I was standing at Henry Kissinger's side wearing my Bilderberg suit, so I'd fit in. I just said to him, Dr. Kissinger, at the Bilderberg meeting last June, and I named this date, precise spot, this white-haired old European said such and such to you. What was your response? Some question like that. It took him so much by surprise, he looked at me, his eyes big. He said, that was a private meeting. Then he called himself, that was a private meeting. His German accent is a complete affectation. He's been in this country since the age of 14. He served in the as a corporal in the American Army in World War II, honorably as far as I know, but I don't know anything else honorable about the turkey. But he's such a pompous ass. He is Dr. Kissinger. He has the same PhD in economics from a snob school just like David Rockefeller. But David Rockefeller is Mr. Rockefeller. Kissinger is Dr. Kissinger. He really takes himself seriously.